I don't know.
We have something other than the last segment to discuss with her, though.
Ah, right.
You heard part of it, Mike, the whole jolly thing.
Yeah, you were talking about, I guess she wasn't particularly jolly when you got her on the phone. Is that what was that the point you were making?
She wasn't jolly when I called her this morning. She wasn't jolly when I called her during the show.
Well, you're away. She misses her man. That's got to be what it is.
No, it's okay for her not to be jolly.
Have you ever asked her to be jolly? Has she asked you, or has it always just been assumed?
No, I'm going to ask, I guess.
Are you going to end the conversation with, I hope your mood improves?
Maybe later you'll be in a better mood.
There you go.
You know what would make her jolly?
What?
Buy yourself a straw hat.
That's right, straw.
Thank you. Oh, straw hat takes care of problems.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Everybody looks good in a straw hat.
Or soggy. That's right.
Oh, now that's a good look. Let's try that.
Hat on top of headphones? Hat on top of headphones is a very good look.
Do you have your armor?
It's in my luggage. Hang on.
Give me a break here.
These phones are really effed up.
This is like Bonanna. Is it Bonanna Joe's?
I love everything about coming up here, but I know the phones have been troublesome for you.
They have been. I think I'm dialing correctly. I'm using Spike. I'm using PA1 to make a long-distance call. Is that in? Well, there's a ring.
There we go.
That was a long time.
Unless I get that thing that says boo-doo-doo-doo.
The number you have called is no longer in service. The new number has been changed to within a 50-mile radius.
Yep. We're sorry. Your wife is pissed at you. She doesn't want to talk to you now.
The number you have called is not jolly.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, she can't come to the phone right now.
She's buying a copier.
She's buying a copier from the T. Talbot Bond Company. I'm Paul Miner. Billy, does your father own the company?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Do you need a hat?
Here we go.
I had to get through a secret code. Thank you, Spike.
Spike, very sharp color coordinated bandana outfit today.
Spike from the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, that is so phony.
Now, you come on. That's 100% phony baloney.
Oh, God.
So phony.
Oh, no, my darling. I'm delighted to hear your voice.
No. Now, don't do this.
Creeping me out.
Don't do this.
I've never heard her like this.
Don't do this.
That is scary.
Honey?
Yes.
First, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. How come today, both times when I called you, you've not been jolly? And when I brought it to your attention that you're not jolly, you say to me, well, it's because I'm working on stuff.
No, I said this to you, and you hear maybe 10% of what I said to you, but I'll say this 10 times, and maybe one time it'll get through. I never said you had to be jolly all the time. I only asked you not to be negative all the time. So if you call me and I'm in the middle of something and I don't sound happy peppy because I'm just working on something, it's okay, and it's okay if sometimes that you're preoccupied by your work. It just cannot be negative all the time.
So that means
how much of the time can I be negative then?
All the time you're away from me.
Well, no, see, that's not fair.
That was a joke.
Okay. How much of the time can I be negative around you?
And let me define negative. When you call and I'm quiet and I'm preoccupied and not thinking, there was not one F word that came out of my mind. There was
Honey, listen, you know, the F word is the way I speak, even when I'm happy.
But I did not say call anybody an a-hole. It was just quiet.
Well, sometimes I will say to my wife, you know, oh, I talked to so-and-so today. Damn, what an a-hole.
No GDs. There was just me being quiet.
Well, honey.
Can you deal with it? I mean, I don't have to be happy all the time, do I?
Well, no, I think that's what you were asking of me.
I wasn't asking you to be happy all the time. I was asking you not to be negative all the time.
Okay, but you understand, though, that even when I'm happy, a lot of times I cuss when I'm happy.
Yeah.
There's a different kind of cussing than walking around like Fred Flintstone did when he was mad, going rackum smackum rackum. You know, then that's what you did around the house all the time.
Well, a lot of that is.
I think
Rob knows this.
Yes.
A lot of this is stuff that I'm just afraid to say to you.
Yeah, just venting a little bit under your breath.
And I always get this as I'm walking. Are you saying something? I go no.
Do you want to share that with the rest of the class?
No, not at all.
Really chicken.
Yeah, absolutely I'm chicken.
That's damn pathetic. Right.
Yeah, but that makes a person worse than just saying whatever you think straight out.
No. See, because here's the problem, and I've discussed this with you before, honey.
No, because that makes me respect you less.
Oh, there we go again with the word respect you less.
Sorry, if you don't care about being respected, then it's not a problem.
Find out what it means to me.
Okay, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Let me just say to you, when on the occasions when you really push my buttons, you'd rather have me look you in the eye and go, F U B.
Suck it to me.
I don't think that would be constructive.
Okay, but that's what I say.
And say, Frida, you're pushing my buttons by doing this. Maybe you don't realize it, but it's upsetting.
It's just so easier. It's so much easier just to say, oh, F and B. It's just so much easier.
Frida, mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
You know, I was in a quiet mood and a not peppy mood. And this is when he chooses to tell me that he a lot of times thinks of me as an effing bee. I don't think that's why.
No.
Now, Don, when she comes back,
often.
Don, excuse me for a second. When she comes back with that, how does that make you feel?
Mike, I often don't think of my wife as an effing bee. We're just talking about when I mumble, when I walk away, when I am afraid to say to her what I really would like to say, because I know if I really said it to her, it's a death sentence.
But when Rob puts on his straw hat, how does that make you feel?
Oh, very happy.
Well, then the answer is to be with Rob.
Very happy.
Or,
and I think the 50-mile rule between you and I, you know, it might be a good idea.
Oh, now come on.
What?
Honey.
Well, I was in a quiet working mood, and you picked my non-peppy mood to say all this stuff.
I picked your non-peppy mood to what? I called you during a break, and I said hi, and you said hello, and I said, gee, you're really not in a very good mood. How come I got to be in a good mood when I call you? And you said, well, it's because I'm busy working on something. And I said, what are you working on? And you said, well, it's something, like it was some kind of big, deep, secret project that I wasn't allowed to know what it was.
All righty.
Okay.
I'll get back to work then.
What?
I'll get back to work.
How come every time I have you on the show now, it's like this?
Because you called me and put me on the air when I was working. And I'm
working too.
Because you called me in an accusatory tone when I'm already, you know, just busy in the little office here.
Well, I...
And plus, it's not every time, and I don't think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Well, see, why do you say things like that?
Because I don't know. Because I do.
All right. Well, you know, you just have a good time. You find out how to cheat and go out and drink and sing karaoke.
Honey, hold on. Listen. Listen, the whole thing with the cheater lady, and I told you we were going to have the cheater lady on the show, okay? The whole thing with the cheater lady, what did I say to her? 21 years, I don't cheat. My wife has got a low jack in my penis. And besides, why would I want to cheat? My wife's the greatest.
And it wouldn't bother you if you heard me at a bar asking a man if I could put my pinky up as whatever.
Oh,
honey, listen. When I said that, to that woman last night,
it wasn't your pinky. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I didn't even hear the exchange.
She said to me, she put her hand on my head and said, "Can I rub your bald head for good luck?"
She made you angry.
And I said, yeah, can I put my finger up your TWA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
airplane.
Right. That was anger. That was anger.
That's appropriate.
That was anger, honey, and she took it as such.
Well, good, because I was sitting here feeling the love.
She wasn't. Trust me, I didn't say that to her, and she didn't go, oh.
I don't think it's wise for a man to tape and then broadcast his bar outings. I wouldn't say that was smart.
Why?
Because anything is going to be taken a little out of context. Well, not what could be the context of that. I don't know, but
it wasn't even on tape. I just told you about it.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, even dumber then.
Dumber on whose part? My part?
Your part.
My part.
All right, Sugar Bear.
You know, there was a queer duality to you recently. I don't know what it is. There really is a queer duality to you.
I love those two words, queer duality.
Yeah, good words.
Now, you know, I love you, and I'm devoted to you, and I call you, for instance, for balance. We just had a woman on the telephone who was talking about...
You did not call me for balance. You called me because you said I was in a bad mood and I wasn't jolly.
Well, that was just the opening to get you on the air.
That was why you called me.
Well, yeah, okay, but it's really not fair that you demand that I be jolly, and when I call you, you're not jolly.
I don't demand that you be jolly all the time.
Okay.
And then, I wasn't even mad. I was just quiet.
Okay, are you mad now?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So what percentage of the time can I be non-jolly with you?
You can be, even half and half would be fine.
50%. That's fantastic. Go with that. Go with
that.
Close that deal.
That's a deal.
All right.
All right, we have a winner. We have a winner. That's 50% non-jolly.
That's it. I will take 50% happy, 50% crabby. That's fine with me.
There you go.
All right. See, that's how you have a successful marriage. Take notes, boys.
That means every day it can be either morning or nighttime.
Crabby.
AM or PM.
Absolutely.
No, it has to be mixed in. One crabby statement, then one happy.
Yeah, the offer's starting to change already.
Right. Should have read the fine print.
There's some amendments in the contract.
Otherwise, no, we really do have to have this hammered out with the lawyers, because otherwise you could say, this year I'm crabby, next year I'm happy.
Yeah. And you know I would. Yeah. Now, listen, I love you. I love you, and I have been trying so hard to be happy. I mean, I have been trying so hard to be jolly. When I speak to you, when I am with you, I have really bent over backwards since the last lecture to be jollier.
Yes, please.
Now, don't you notice a jollier quality to me in general?
I'm bending over backwards,
honey.
Well, Shuggy, I was away this weekend, and you're away now, so I can't judge on the last.
Big thumbs up from.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't help it that you like the apartment in New York.
Yeah.
And you want to socialize there with your friends, you know, and that I'm up here.
Right. I didn't say you could help it. I just said I haven't been around to judge.
But no. This edict came down 3.5 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. I have noticed you trying. Yes.
Thank you.
And you are a great guy. And any time I ever have any complaint with you, you always listen to me, and you don't know how much weight that carries, and you pay attention to me, and you do try and compromise and work with me, and that is one of your top 10 best qualities.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now, there you
Thank
go.
You. I love you.
All right, I love you, too.
I love you.
Okay.
All I want is when I call you, I want you to be a little happier.
Well, how often do I have to be jolly?
Ah, there you go.
Mmm.
90-10.
Yeah. 90. 90.
All right.
I want 90.
Okay, I'll work on it.
90% jolly.
Well, my 90 is easier than your 50, I think.
I agree.
Rating on a curve.
That's good.
I agree.
All right, I'll work on it.
All right, sweetie. I love you. Oh, and incidentally, how full of crap did you think that woman was who wrote that book?
I don't think she's full of crap at all. I think there's, I think that a lot of people need that advice, and I think it's sad, but it's true. So yeah. If you're going to do something, I mean, if it's like if you're going to, if you had someone say how to cheat on your income taxes, if you're going to do that, you might as well do it smart.
Really?
There you go.
There you go.
But you better not do it, because you're not, the thing is.
I know, I'm so bad I'd get caught in my first try.
Don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't even try.
I am so awful. There's no way.
Right.
I mean, I know I'm awful at it.
No, and you would be really hurt financially. It would not be good for you.
Honey, I know that.
All right, my darling.
I know that.
Keep that in mind.
But I want to tell you something.
And that keeps me 90% happy.
Keeping in the spirit of what that woman said.
Yes.
I do want to tell you that about 15 years ago, I did have something going.
Mm-hmm. When Bart was two?
When Bart was two.
Right.
And she's a woman who still works at the station now. her name is Robbie Gomez. And I know I'm terribly embarrassing her and her family, but I want to tell you now...
The Gomez's.
That 15 years ago at WAVA, I had an affair with Robbie Gomez...
Mr. Geronimo's comments are for comedy purposes and do not really reflect the true events that happened 15 years ago.
And since Robbie's been hired now at the station we work at now...
It's been awkward.
It's been goddamn awkward.
Yeah. Very difficult. You know, the past does come back to haunt you.
I will do what that woman said and try, you know, to view it as an error.
Heal, kids. Heal. Heal each other.
Hard keeping us apart.
Oh, I thought you meant like a dog. Heal.
Heal.
All right.
Both. Sit.
It's really hard keeping us apart, honey.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, I love you.
I love you.
All right, 90-10-50-50.
Okay.
See you tonight.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, you got that taken care of.
Productive.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people say to me, why do you waste time calling your wife on the radio? You know why? Because that is more productive than sitting down and talking to her in real life.
In real life.
I swear to God.
In real life.
I get more done on the radio with my wife than I do in real life.
You use it as therapy.
I will be able to go home now and seriously say, no, on the radio today it was 50-50 and 90-10.
Right.
And she'll say, but we were on the radio. And I will say, but it was one of those times we were not doing a bit on the radio.
But when you talk to her. Talk to her with a smile.
Yes. You got that right.
Let a smile be your handshake.
And a straw hat.
But let me say to you, Robbie Gomez.
Baby.
I want you.
There you go.
Again.
Yeah, you were making all that up about 15 years ago, but it doesn't mean that things couldn't change today.
Absolutely, Mike.
You've had your way.
And listen, as long as we're being honest.
Mm-hmm. You better strap on the boxing gloves with me, though.
I wasn't the only one who had Robbie Gomez 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Well, I'm ready to talk about it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's in the book. It's in the book, My Days as a DJ.
O'Mara, a love story.
Absolutely.
O'Mara slash Gomez.
And it starts out, the chapter starts out, it was just brushing by someone in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us knew just how involved it would become. But it became one of the best parts of my life.
And it almost broke up our relationship.
Yes.
Mike and I.
Yeah. Because back then, what people might not know is that we were involved sexually.
Back then?
Back then. Yeah. Well, not any longer.
I said,
really?
Listen.
When's the last time you caught us? You didn't come by.
Hold on.
I know you're kidding. But seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking down the street last night holding hands with Rob A.
Rob and I did a sight gag, and we were...
Right.
I forgot that part.
Sight gag.
Stop
it. Rob was as uncomfortable with that as I was.
You did not appear uncomfortable for nearly two blocks. City blocks.
Let me tell you something. Rob and I were discussing this as we were walking along hand in hand. If you do that for like three steps, it's not funny. If you go all the way and walk to the end of the city block, that's when it's funny.
Yeah, it was especially funny after beer number six.
It was indeed. And it was funny watching the people that would not look at us.
Yeah.
When they saw that, we terrified people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You were wearing hats.
Hello.
Oh, I forgot about the hat.
Hello?
No stick.
Yeah,
no.
You're on the air. Hi.
Put your hand on my pussy.
What?
Get your hand off my pocket.
Get my hand off your what?
Out my pocket.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hmm.
Yeah, hi. It's Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going great.
I love you guys, and let me let you guys know one thing. The brothers are not running Philadelphia anymore.
Really? Why is that?
Because you guys took over.
There we go.
Thank you, my friend.
I like that.
Wow.
Thank you.
What Don said about people complaining about you calling your wife on the air.
Oh, yeah. I've called her for 20 years.
Listen, I love your wife. Your wife is a tremendous part of the show.
No, she's a tremendous pain in the ass. But,
wow.
But I love her. I love her. And that is not only that was part of my 50% not being jumped.
Yeah, you'll have to answer that, though.
No, she's good. She's good.
She's all good.
Good lady. M'lady.
Yes. M'lady.
M'lady.
Hey, flowers for M'lady.
M'lady. You know, I tell you what. Really, as much of a dumbass as I am when it comes to women and my marriage, at least I am not as stupid. I'm going to get back to this now.
As this
radio consultant dies of polio.
Oh, my God. That's right. We touched on this the other day.
2 days ago, we started to read you from Radio and Records Magazine, Giving Women What They Want.
Written by a guy that doesn't know what women want.
Lifestyle Lessons, Giving Women What They Want from Radio.
Yes.
In essence, what the guy is doing, he's writing a primer for disc jockeys about how to get women to listen to their shows.
And, based on what you read the other day, this is the kind of guy that stands in the office and says, how's the little lady doing today?
I'm a lady.
When we come back, we're going to talk about, and again, the guy's name is Guy Zapolian.
Rhymes with Napoleon.
We are going to talk about, we'll get back to the memo that he sent to his air staff at
talk about
Pastry, WIKX in Minneapolis, about things the disc jockeys should talk about on weekends to relate to their female listeners.
Yeah, here's what your ladies are doing on the weekend. No laundry.
Then we're going to be talking about marketing to women.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he wants to discuss morning shows,
mm-hmm.
Afternoon shows, and a very important topic here, sex talk.
Sex
talk on the radio.
Wait, I bet there'll be a warning in there.
Well, Mike, let me just say, the last line, think Cosby. Not prior.
Don't lowjack in my penis.
Right. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, WJFK in Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Billy on WYSC, 215-263-ROCK.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
No problem.
that was sincere.
Yeah. We got another guy who just came up to say hi today.
Okay.
A lot of people apparently are congregating in front of the building.
For lemonade.
Yeah, and I want to ask him about that in a second. Bring in the guy, like a regular business guy, just came up to say hi.
Yeah, okay. White shirt and tie.
Yeah, said at least bring him in when we were on the air and let him just say hi.
Right. Hello there. I thought he was a sales guy, so I completely.
I thought he was a sales guy, so I completely
ignored him. If I'd known he was a listener, I would have chatted.
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
My name's Bob.
And Bob, where are you from?
Ellicott City. I grew up in Chicago, listening to Larry Lujack and
all my favorites.
Wow.
Well,
Steve Dahl and all.
Well, it's great. Do you listen to our show now on WYSB?
Absolutely. I come to Philly 3-4 times a month. And I love it. I get you in Baltimore, and the drive up is terrific.
Someone needs to take this guy down to the sales staff,
mm-hmm.
and let the sales staff see that the people who listen to the show are not primarily made up like of that homeless woman we saw yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, the woman with the 3-day growth of beard with the big oversized army boots
and
on.
If you're listening down in Baltimore, you've been with the show a long time, I would assume, right? You've been listening for a while? A couple of years?
About 3 years now.
There you go. All right, good.
Beautiful.
And it was great having you at... Even when you were on different times, I could drive down to D.C., hear you for 3 hours, and drive back and hear you for another 3 hours.
Cool. Very nice meeting you. And let me ask you a question. When you came in the building today, mm-hmm. was TV station KYW selling lemonade outside?
Yes, they were.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
Yes.
That's all. Thank you.
Would you like to one more treat? Bonus for everybody who comes into the studio today. I would like to see Rob in his straw hat and his cane.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
And while you're waiting, have a piece of pizza. It's delicious.
Would you like some pizza?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, have a
thank
slice of pie.
Much.
He is going to have some pizza.
Looking for
you have delightful pizza. I don't know if it came from somebody for free. We have to give a plug.
Right up. Have some pizza.
And Rob is doing
the
show.
Don't get any on your tie.
We buy it this
way,
time, Don?
My last name is Katz.
Katz?
But I'm German.
That's half credit. You'll have to leave now.
Scary when people tap into Rob like that.
Did you?
See you later, sir.
KYW.
Yeah, security desk.
Well, this is KYW.
Yeah, hi. This is Don and Mike from WYSP. We're on the air right now.
How are you?
All right, Don.
Can you tell me, is KYW the TV station, Channel 3, are they still selling lemonade out front of the building?
They're still out there, yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right. I only ask because I know that our show is on gigantic speakers
yes.
mm-hmm. out front the building, and I just want to give the TV station a little plug.
Okay,
that's fine. If you give me just a moment.
Very good.
Attention, Philadelphia. Who's thirsty?
Oh, no. I got to go look out the window.
Yeah, it hasn't hit because of the delay.
KYW, Channel 3, is selling delicious lemonade. Heat index today, 108.
That's enough to make you sick.
He's looking out the window.
Say... Are you thirsty and walking by television station KYW Channel 3? Mmm, you know what would taste good right now. Some lemonade.
Lemonade.
Attention, Philadelphia. Fight dehydration.
Yes. Our lemonade is made with fresh squeezed lemons, fresh from the tree, and we're sure you'll enjoy a wonderful cool glass of lemonade. Drink up, Philadelphia.
You're looking over there.
They're looking over.
Have
the
fun.
Now, yeah.
That's right. We're broadcasting looking down at you right now.
You've got to have the picture that the TV station right. is in the same building as the radio station, and they have our radio show blasting yeah. on gigantic speakers outside.
And we're making a bit of trouble. So enjoy a lovely, delicious glass of lemonade.
Hey, Philadelphia. Are you thirsty? Channel 3, your home for CBS says, how about a glass of this? Delicious home-brewed lemonade.
Take water, lemon juice, and just a bit of sugar, and you get a glass of... lemonade.
Rob, tell me, describe somebody out there.
All right.
Who's in line for the lemonade?
What I see is the people that are walking by, our speakers are about maybe 20 yards to the right of it.
Right, right.
And a lot of them are, like, looking and making, like, a sourpuss face at our speakers, as they're hearing
us. Pick a color shirt.
Okay, go with the guy in the white T-shirt and backwards baseball hat.
Say, you, in the white T-shirt and the backwards baseball hat.
He's talking to a lady in a purple skirt.
Talking to the lady in the purple skirt.
Are you parched?
Thirsty? KYW, your home for Philadelphia's best TV wants to sell you... some tasty lemonade.
That's right, Philadelphia. It's time for a lemonade break.
I gotta go over that. Address the gentleman that's standing at the hot dog cart.
Hey, you at the hot dog cart.
Black shirt, tan
black,
slacks.
Black shirt, tan slacks. Thirsty? How about some lemonade? From KYW.
Even though there's a heat index of 108 today, people pick up speed when they walk in front of our speakers. I want nothing to do with this.
That's what I'm getting when I look out the window. It's just this polite little quick step. Is yeah. people saying, what the hell is coming out of those speakers?
Say, do you watch Channel 3? Thirsty?
Oh.
Yeah.
And after you get your lemonade, why not stop by the food cart?
I see people laughing now.
Welcome to Channel 3 KYW. Who's thirsty?
Oh dear.
We've got tasty lemonade. Help the salvage. Help the Salvation Army.
The kids are waving to us now.
The kids are waving. There we
Hey,
go.
Kids.
Hi, kids.
Kids.
Two girls. That's new. That's new ground. I haven't heard those yet.
Say, kids, who's thirsty?
And they're just waving.
Waving and waving.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite TV station? Yes. Channel 3. Who's serving up tasty lemonade today? KYW. Channel 3. Attention, Philadelphia. Who's thirsty? Who's thirsty?
Hey.
You are?
And speaking of that lemonade, don't drink it too fast.
Oh.
Oh, there's a couple in there that are just strong.
Yeah.
If you drink it too fast.
You don't want that.
You know, something bad's going to happen.
You got all the youngsters jumping around down there.
They're starting to really enjoy this.
Yeah. They must be mature kids to enjoy our brand of humor.
Say, kids, who's thirsty?
They're delighted. They're gleeful. A nice family just walked by smiling.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what's the station your mom and dad watches yet you never watch?
Grandma, maybe.
Yeah.
I see little girls covering their mouths.
Channel 3. And Channel 3 is selling lemonade.
Oh, man.
The belches are better.
Have you just been to the Liberty Bell? Do you want to have your thirst quenched?
After a nice day of sightseeing, what goes better than a frosty glass of delicious citrusy lemonade?
From KYW, Channel 3. And don't forget, kids, after you enjoy the tasty lemonade, remember to put something in the red Salvation Army bucket.
There's something for a bucket.
Oh, dear. That's tax deductible.
Can they see in here? We're trying to
they
get them.
They can. This outer window is mirrored.
Fill the bucket. Fill it up with rich goodness.
Fill it good. Fill it good now. Don't be skimpy. Fill it up right to the top.
Oh, you know what? One of those kids. One of those little. This is Peter, the sales manager. He's out there.
He's waving.
Yeah, he's waving. He's the shorter one.
Hey, kids. Who's thirsty? KYW says, come on by for a glass of lemonade.
Oh.
It's good. It's really good. From KYW. You're home for CBS.
Yes, a heat index of 108. Feeling a little lightheaded? How about some delicious tangy lemonade?
Served up by KYW. Channel 3. And remember, leave something in the red Salvation Army bucket.
And thank you from Channel 3.
Ray Romano says, drink up.
No better way to enjoy the new CBS lineup on Channel 3 than with a glass of lemonade.
Wow.
We asked Ted Danson, TV's Pecker, what he thinks about the lemonade at KYW.
Wow.
Lemonade goes great with all sorts of food. Pizza, hot dogs, and a cheeseburger.
KYW and lemonade. Say, Richard Dreyfuss. I know your show's been canceled, but what do you think about the delicious lemonade at KYW Channel 3? Yes. And there's everybody's favorite gap-toothed late-night host, Dave Letterman. Hey, Dave!
Wow, such a thin guy.
Ah, that's right. The king of late night enjoys a glass of lemonade, too. So have one. Compliments of all of us at Channel 3.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, well,
once again, we've made friends.
Yeah.
made friends and burned bridges.
I might actually go down and give them a small donation.
I think I might on my way out of the building also.
I think we should.
KYW. The station that cares about Philadelphia. Thirsty?
Yo.
How about some lemonade?
Yeah.
From KYW.
Your community leader, Channel 3, KYW.
Say, do you watch Eyewitness News? Me too.
Looking for something cold and lemony? Yes, you are.
Of course you are.
How about some lemonade? Oh, well.
Mama.
Now stop that.
Your mama.
Oh, yes, tart, you bet it is.
Just a bet.
Let's talk to a satisfied customer. Say, how was that lemonade from KYW Channel 3?
He has the acid reflux.
Right now is when a couple of people go, okay, come on. Come on.
Don't you think you've done enough?
Come on down.
Come on.
And I know that who can resist one of those Philly pretzels to go with your lemonade.
Oh, no.
Taking it to the next level.
That's right.
The next level of potty humor.
Milk, lemonade, around the corner, fudge's maze.
Hey, everybody. Now that's a cheesesteak. Best I've ever had.
The State of Liberty. Less smiles now.
Now less smiles?
Yeah, not going over.
Yeah.
Will we ever be asked back?
No,
think so.
No.
Our crew, even our crew now, standing around very nervously.
Here we go. There goes Peter.
Peter, come the here, sales Peter. Manager, has a glass. Come on in.
Give me a beat.
Peter, how's that going over out on the street?
Lemonade. On microphone.
There you go. How's that going?
Going great. They appreciate it down there.
Oh, that's nice.
Do they really?
Well, you know, we're giving a little publicity for the cause.
KYW. Your station.
Broadcast day.
This concludes this day of broadcasting on KYW. We hope you've enjoyed our programming. Sleep tight, and we'll begin our broadcast day at 5 a.m.
Stand by for Craig Kilborn.
Woo!
Really, so how's it, Hey, you think we helped KYW at all?
Absolutely.
There you go. This man is lying.
We're doing what we can. All right, Pete.
How's the lemonade, Peter? No, it's okay. I'll pass.
We're not hungry anymore.
You know, we never got to this dumb thing about the ladies in radio.
No, we didn't.
And yeah, we're going to have to put it off for another day because I know we have a major star joining us right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him. That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
WYSP in Philadelphia. 215-263-ROCK. All the salespeople are coming in the studio and saying, now, I don't know if we did a good enough job of telling you what we were just doing. Out front of our radio station, WYSP, a building we share with KYW Channel 3.
Right.
The WYSP Extreme Team is out there, and they got a big tent and a big sign that says, Welcome Don and Mike, and they're blasting the show. I mean...
Yeah, they're cranking it.
You can't walk five city blocks away...
They're cranking it.
Without hearing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, the TV station, KYW, is selling lemonade for the Salvation Army.
Doing a nice little promotion with the Salvation Army to raise some money on a hot day.
Yes. So while they're doing that, they were saying, you know, hello, KYW, and playing the burps and the farts and the throw-up.
Right.
And during the break, we had... more salespeople.
Yeah.
And normally they're not the best judge of what's funny and not funny on the radio.
But they couldn't contain themselves.
They loved it for two reasons. First, because it was funny.
Right.
And second, because the people from KYW TV were not exactly thrilled.
It was kind of funny, and they're poking fun in that best of way. And best practical joke is the one that makes somebody else squirm a little bit, and that's exactly what we were doing. And everybody that might have a problem with that, you'll be happy to know that we all gave them a big fat donation.
I guess it was between $300 and $400.
About $300 or $400 we gave to the Salvation Army downstairs, just to say, hey, we're good guys. We're not that bad.
It was really satisfying to go up. I'd say they're probably about 8 or 10 year old kids down there.
Yeah, I saw you being Father Rob
and handing out a stack of like, you know, a 4-inch stack of bills saying, can I get a glass of lemonade for this?
There you go.
So Rob wants me to, you know, I'm generally opposed to this.
Yes. But they're good kids, and
you know, we did a funny bit.
Yeah.
Right. And we sent down some money, but Rob now wants to say hello to Gabriel, Kadeem, Lauren, Reggie, Yolanda, Bernard, Julio, Tiana, Tiffany, Obed, Garrett, and Melissa.
Oh, yeah, they're all very good.
Let me just say, kids, under normal circumstances, based on your names alone, the only ones that Rob would have spoken to would have been...
Gabriel
and Garrett and Melissa.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that Kadeem... Although Lauren, it would be okay. Reggie would be out. Yolanda would be out. Bernard would be out. Julius would be out.
They're just reacting now.
Tiana would be out. Tiffany, no, he would talk to her.
Yeah.
Obed, O-B-E-D.
Yeah.
No way. You wouldn't even talk to a kid named Obed.
But Don, I believe the children are our future.
Now, thank you, Buzz.
Now, kids, I want to tell you, this is a personal message. You can't see us up on the second floor, but we can see you. And what I'd like you to do for about the next 30 seconds, I know it's hot, but just jump around like you're absolutely out of your mind.
Right.
Like you're completely uncontrollable. I want you to just jump around and like maniacs. I want to do this because it's a wonderful experiment, and I want to laugh out the window. Okay, you're going to hear this on delay. I want you to do it. Jump around like maniacs.
And scream.
This totally doesn't translate.
I know.
So this is just for your...
Yeah, for my own amusement.
Your own amusement.
Absolutely. For mine.
I'm waiting, and I wish you were closer to the window. The luxury I have, you know, between the stack of cash... There they go.
They're jumping.
Why are they flipping us off?
Hey.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
Now, children?
They're the thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Keep it up, kids.
Hello, children.
Yes, 105. Do it all day long. This is Uncle Donnie now talking.
Children, this is Uncle Donnie. I want you to pair off into boys and girls.
No, stop it.
Now, these are young kids. Go look out the window. You stop that right now, immediately.
My God, you're a bad man.
You talk like that.
I'm going to take the cane to you.
Holding my stick.
Children?
I'm going to take the cane to you. Stop it, please.
Who's curious?
Now, come on.
Stop it.
Behave yourself.
They won't have you
And incidentally, I believe the lemonade stand has stopped now, right? They're not serving it anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
Looks like they will take a look out the window, duh, and tell me if the...
Okay, the table is down.
Yes, they folded
it
up.
The bucket is still up.
The bucket.
And you might not have missed out much on the lemonade anyway.
We are very easily distracted on this show. There's no doubt about that. Sorry about that.
It was
fun.
And I got no problem with the distraction. The only thing that I got the problem with is if we're going to do something that's, you know, kind of hinky, I don't mind going down and giving some money later to be
Well, your
pay.
Generous donation was appreciated.
Yes, yes, it was.
I gave $1.
Oh,
but he didn't get any lemonade, so that was pure profit.
I gave $1. I'm sorry. It was bonus money.
That's right.
I gave $1.
You gave till it hurt.
I gave $1. And here's how I'd like your kids to pair off. Lauren and Kadeem.
Now stop it.
Reggie and Yolanda.
Stop.
Garrett and Melissa.
I'm going to hit you with the cane.
You're being like Mr. Potter with that cane.
Mr. Potter.
Hey, I'll tell you something, George. You're worth more dead than alive.
Play a little game.
There you go.
Other Philadelphia news.
Yes.
First off, one of the dumbest trends ever in radio began about 5 years ago when some asswipe decided that rather than call letters, people, and more specifically women, would relate better to stations that used a name.
Mm-hmm.
And they researched and researched and researched and found out the name that women found to be the most pleasing was the name Alice.
Alice, right.
So, all over
Go
America.
Ask Alice.
Go ask Alice.
Right, Buzz. So all over America, you got radio stations now that are changing their call letters to like WALCKALL, WALK.
Right.
So that they can all say, you're listening to Alice at 95.3.
The radio station that all the ladies can agree on is Alice.
It's Alice at 104.5. Well, they had such a station here in Philly,
mm-hmm.
and they changed the format of the station.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is even worse.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know the call letters. It's something like W-S-I-Y. And anyway, they've changed it from Alice to Sunny.
Sunny.
Sunny 104.5.
The sunny spot on your dial. Sunny.
So when they end the weather,
mm-hmm.
they will say...
Not Sunny Jurgensen. No.
They will say...
Hi.
In Philadelphia 97, and on your radio, it's always sunny and 104.5.
The sunny place on your dial.
Dumb.
The sun's out.
Really... Really freaking stupid.
There's sunshine on your day today.
And don't forget, it's almost ice cream time.
That's right, ladies. Isn't there a neighbor you could be visiting right now?
Goddamn. Stupid.
Do your errands.
Stupid, stupid. Okay. Very quickly, and I know this is going to be like a one-minute interview, but I want to get to Arnold Schwarzenegger, because the headline says, Schwarzenegger puts muscle behind California measure.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, as you know, is seeking support in his new life of a political activist. He's hoping to follow in the footsteps of Rob Reiner. And the quote from Arnold is, hold on, blah, blah, blah. Promoting the movie is a big thing. Schwarzenegger says, is, blah, 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 blah. Oh, here we go. A guy from, this is a quote from Arnold Schwarzenegger. A guy from Hollywood, an actor, meathead, has to come along and give them an idea, a vision, he says. Joining us now is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. How you doing? You having a good time in this city of brotherly love? It's great to be with you, John and Rob and all the great people here. Yeah, I heard you quoting me about my political aspirations.
Yes, now it says here...
You having a good time?
It says here in the newspaper, the quote from you
is... I asked you a question. You having a good time?
Oh, great time.
Very good.
It says in the paper...
Yeah.
A guy from Hollywood, an actor, Meathead...
Meathead, yeah. I based that on the All in the Family things which he did with Archie and, you know, the shows that he was on with the like stuff. And then he goes on to be into the politics. So I says to my manager, I says, if Meathead from the Archie shows can't go into the politics, I did the feature films. And they've been very well received. So why can't I do that? So Frost Brothers, Herr Reiner, with Arnold, do that thing. I says I can be that, and that's why I'm interested in the politics. Hmm. As you know, I've been a big Bush supporter for a long time. And he's liked my movies since Pumping Iron. And he also agrees with me that it's my favorite body part. To ask.
Arnold, thank you.
Yeah, both.
Thank you for your comment.
Now, thank you, Shane. See you next.
The only reason I even bring this up is that I know that there is one of those pre-recorded phone lines
mm-hmm.
where you can call and Arnold Schwarzenegger will tell you why he is taking a certain view.
Right.
Rob?
What do you need? Do you need the phone number?
No.
I need the magazines.
Oh.
Christ.
I thought you had the number.
Kind of a takeoff on...
Yeah. I'm with you now.
Arnold. Then what you do is you call this number, and Arnold Schwarzenegger explains to you in very great detail... God. Why he feels that he should be running for some kind of elected office.
Well, that'll be interesting. And an Arnold hotline.
Yeah.
There it is.
Hi, you reached the Arnold hotline. Thanks a lot for calling. Here's today's story. I was standing at the magazine rack. Incidentally, I'm 15 inches. Slowly, this lovely, attractive blonde girl walks up to me and says, I've seen your movies. I said, would you like to do something about it? So we went back to her house. Slowly, she unzipped me, taking all of me as soon as she could. She was amazed at the size, as most of the girls are, including Maria. When she saw it grow to a fuller, even bigger size, she gasped with delight. Wow, Arnold! I had no idea it was so gigantic. I said, no surprise. How do you think I got to be this big? I'm a big...
Oh, you can't hear that part.
Hold on, that had to be deleted out.
Boy.
That had to... Well,
I can't believe it.
Like, you were ad-libbing there. Maybe you're not going straight from the pages of Penthouse.
No, but it's amazing how filthy that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never thought of him in those terms, you know? Wow.
I'm sorry, I know I threw that at you guys the last minute.
Yeah, but I think, I guess he's deeper into it now.
Maybe a missile.
Who knows where he is in the story now?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger hotline.
He's reading these stories now.
So we ate quickly and left. On the way back to the car, I walked behind my girlfriend. The parking lot was fairly empty. I lifted her dress. I slipped my hand underneath. I held her against the passenger door and put my hand under the silk of her blouse. She parted her legs a bit, giving me room to rub. This is so disgusting, I can't breathe anymore of it.
Don't
be sorry. All right. Sorry, Arnold.
Under the silk of her blouse. She parted her legs a bit, giving me room.
I don't know what's happening there.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know. We were like in a...
It was like a playback.
A real-time replay.
It's very scary.
Strange. I don't know. Let's go to Buzz.
I don't understand.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden...
I'm sorry,
one
guys.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
That was my fault.
We have to get that complimentary subscription to Penthouse, though. I've been working on Rob's Penthouse for about
a year. Yes, my dog-eared one copy of Penthouse.
Yeah. And that was my fault that I started like halfway through the Arnold bit.
You having a good time?
Would it be funny to call and have it be like the Harry Potter thing?
Well, I think that now many, many people are going to have their own hotlines on the show.
It could be.
Bingo.
There you go.
That'd be great.
Let's go to Buzz. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Vigilante justice, Chicago style.
Horrible.
Oh, really? Is it horrible?
Yeah, it's about as horrible as it gets.
Oh, all right. Way to ruin it for me.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. I'm sorry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger.
Duh.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the one I really wanted to do last night at karaoke.
Yeah.
Never got a chance. Probably a good thing. Probably a good thing.
I don't know. I would have liked to hear you do it.
Give it a shot right now.
Rob, you know, goddamn, we're so late right now. Here's Buzz with news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Chicago police are still investigating the beating deaths of two men in a truck who accidentally plowed into a group of people. It happened night before last. Two men in a rental van careened over a curb in a middle-class Southside neighborhood. The van plowed into a stoop filled with people. No one in that group was killed. Three women were injured. One is in critical condition. But neighbors then pulled the men out of the van, kick them, beat them with their fists, and eventually with bricks. And quoting the police superintendent, this is a senseless double homicide by a bunch of cowardly thugs. They killed two innocent people. One person's being held for questioning, but police have made no arrests. And just so we keep Saddam Hussein up to date on our war plans, key lawmakers say they've been promised there won't be an attack on Iraq before the November elections. Quoting Senate Foreign Relations Chairman...
Why are we so freaking stupid with this?
I don't get that enough.
About 3 weeks ago, I read in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times on the front page, we are going to attack Iraq.
It's the most ridiculous thing, and I have no idea where it's coming from, and I don't know who is leaking it, but it does not make any sense. I know every action that we've taken in recent history, that they come as a surprise to people. There's not this, you know, building up to it. And of all the people to let know what our plans are, Saddam Hussein, my God,
that
doesn't make any sense.
I mean, he's got all the biological weapons.
Yeah, right. And he's probably, what do you think that's making him do now, whether we're going to attack him or not? Well, he's going to probably stockpile all that crap.
Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Joe Biden says there's not likely to be anything before November, and I think they're trying to get their act together on what to do afterwards.
What are they doing?
Why are they doing this, and why are they being allowed to get away with it?
Talking about, hey, Joe Biden, you know what I want you to worry about?
Yeah, Nimrod.
Joe Biden, worry about that bad come-over hairdo you have.
Yeah, the hair plugs that kind of didn't take.
Don't worry about what we're doing in Iraq. God.
And
what's he, the governor of Delaware?
Senator from Delaware. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman.
Okay, right.
Right.
Enough said.
Not a good day on Wall Street. Down over...
I mean, no offense, Delaware, it's just you're tiny.
Down over 200 points at one point today, now down 134 points on the Dow.
It seems to every day be taking a real tumble, and then it bounces back.
Who knows? Esquire still leaking bits of the Gary Condit article, and here's a gem nobody saw coming. The magazine has Condit's wife saying her husband absolutely, positively did not have an affair with Chandra Levy. The congressman told investigators a year ago that he had slept with Chandra.
I bet he's read that book.
Quoting wife Carolyn, the out there people said Gary's had an affair. It's just ludicrous. It's just so blown up. I mean, Gary and I were kids together.
Gary out there.
I don't think I'm naive. I don't think I have a cover over my head.
You didn't have the 50-mile rule.
As for the speculation on her husband as Chandra's killer, quoting again, this guy wouldn't hurt a flea. Sammy Hagar says he'll never again work with David Lee Roth.
Whoa. Does that mean we're not going to be able to introduce him on stage in 2 weeks?
That would be correct.
You know, David Lee Roth has got to be a real hammerhead because, I mean, he had that rap with Van Halen now. And what happened?
Well, Sammy tells the New York Post, and I quote, the guy is an a-hole. He will never tour with me again. He's going to have to draw a crowd on his own. The former Van Halen front men had been touring together, but quoting Sammy, he's such a flake. His voice is not too good. He's half the singer he used to be. Spray paints his hair on before he goes on stage. It's a joke. It's like Liberace or something. The paper says David Lee Roth did not return its calls for comment.
Well, I hope Sammy continues the tour. Yeah. So the whole tour blew up.
He's going to finish out, I think, a couple of the dates by himself, and he's going to end it now with kind of a benefit for the New York firefighters.
We got to see if there's some way we can book Sammy on the show.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know, that was the argument you and I wanted to have about, or we were having, who was going to introduce David Lee Roth?
Yeah, Don and I were actually both saying
we both wanted to introduce Sammy Hagar.
Because that's our favorite incarnation of Van Halen when Sammy Hagar was with the band. And we toss a coin? And I lost. Shocker. And I was stuck with David Lee Roth.
Not anymore.
Well, now I have to. I'll share Sammy with you.
Yeah,
that's nice.
If they still come to D.C.,
I'd go see Sammy in a heartbeat.
Or you could introduce Don. And then Don can introduce Sammy Hagar.
Let's not get happy.
That's a good idea, Rob.
Philadelphia.
That's a good idea. A buzz.
Yes. Rob, and then you can introduce me.
That'd be good. And I'll wear the hat.
Very good.
We have to break.
Okay, let's do it.
We're so late. Okay. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
They gotta keep us out of WYSP.
Yeah.
Look at this, it's like the old days.
Yeah, we're running over.
About 15 minutes late.
Wow.
We do want to thank Amtrak. Members of the Don and Mike Show travel on Amtrak. A Silent Express, keep moving. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL. make a reservation. Buzz.
In sports, the baseball owners and players still far apart, but today the players are talking optimistically. They say there was big progress yesterday. And finally, Elvis keeps on giving. September's Esquire, same issue with Gary Condit, has some new quotes from the late Elvis Presley. They're from previously unpublished interview excerpts from 1956 through 1972.
Maybe they're right.
In them, he admits to having a temper, that he very much wanted to play pro football, and the quotes include, "I have never tasted alcohol," and "I like pork chops and country ham, creamed potatoes and red-eye gravy. I eat a lot of Jell-O."
I wonder if you're lying tonight.
I'm Buzz Burbank
tonight.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No, Ben Franklin. Got to go. Coming back home, Washington, to WJFK tomorrow. Thank you to everybody in Philadelphia.
Great group up here.
All of our great listeners, and especially all the staff and everybody at WYSP.
Especially Spike. Amen.
94 FM. We will be back in 2 weeks.
Very good.
For the Las Vegas Style Show. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob.
Hey, look, a bird.
Can you?
Would you?
Can you?
Edja.
Would you?
Toodaloo.
Ask.
Before we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.